mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Well, we just heard the parable of the prodigal son, the story of two brothers and their father. This story is one of the better known parables in the Bible, and it invites us to accept forgiveness and come to the home that God has prepared for us. This story is appropriate for this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Laetare Sunday and Mothering Sunday. This Sunday marks the midpoint of Lent, and each day after this brings us closer to the joy of Easter. Laetare means rejoice in Latin, and often this Sunday is a break from Lenten disciplines. The Mothering Sunday designation originally referred to people's return to their mother church where they had been baptized. With time, this became a time for family reunions, and the reference began to refer to the mother of families. Mother's Day, a secular holiday in May, is only celebrated in Canada and the United States, whereas Mothering Sunday, the fourth in Lent, has become the equivalent of Mother's Day in England and other Commonwealth countries. Well, anyways, returning to the parable read this morning, both sons have sinned and have become separated from their father and his love. This state of humanity has been expressed by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church at Rome, where he states, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," with Paul defining sin as anything that separates us from the love of God. This separation for the younger son is obvious. He rejected his family, he demanded his inheritance, and he lived a life of indulgence. And even when he decides to return, his motives could be self-serving. But God is portrayed as the waiting father, who is oblivious to past actions and is only interested in having his wayward son come home. The father's wish is for reconciliation, a theme that's echoed in the readings we heard this morning. In the verses from Joshua, God has reconciled his people from their disgrace, their slavery in Egypt. The psalmist told us that steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. And Paul told us, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, just as we have been reconciled with God. We are told God loves us no matter what, no matter what we have done. And this love has often been described as amazing grace. John Newton, the author of the hymn Amazing Grace, was a captain of a slave trading ship. Although born into a devout Christian family, he lived his early life as an arrogant sinner until 1747, when his ship was caught in a fierce storm and he finally surrendered to God. After his conversion, he eventually left the sea and became an ordained Anglican minister. Until he died, Newton never stopped wondering at the grace of God that saved an old African blasphemer, as he described himself. Not long before his death, Newton preached in a loud voice, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior." Familiar words from his hymn tells us, "I once was lost, but now am found, and grace will lead me home." Why does God want sinners back? Well, Jesus tells us we are part of God's family. And in families, often sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles can exhibit behavior which causes pain, embarrassment, and sometimes even separation from the rest of the family. But they are always still part of the family, and they are still loved by their parents. God's love is like that. Now, most of us can identify with the separation caused by the actions of the younger son and by Captain John Newton. But what about the older son? What caused his separation and refusal to enter his father's house? Well, sometimes we look righteous, we act righteous, we feel righteous, but inside our heart, it's full of resentment. We hate anybody who seems to get away with things. We hate the father who shows concern and compassion for them. In such a case, we may not leave home, yet we can end up in a place of profound alienation. And such is the case with the older son in this parable. He's hardworking, responsible, upright, but he's also bitter and spiteful. His soul is dry and hard. Having worked longer than anybody else that day, he comes in from the fields, and when he hears about the party, he just blows up. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the celebration for his younger brother. However, his father comes out to invite him into the house. "My boy," he responds, "you're always with me. Everything I have left belongs to you, but your dead brother is back. Your lost brother has turned up safe and sound. It's right to celebrate and rejoice. Come in and join the party." Jesus is telling us that even if we take the older son's part, we can be forgiven. When our hearts turn cold as ice, when our eyes look hard with judgment, when we withdraw because mercy disgusts us, we're still invited back into the house, into God's house. Jesus tells us, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a room for you?" Our high-handedness cannot outreach divine mercy. It's a demonstration of the extreme breadth of God's love. The Bible tells us nothing is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So a great question then is, in this Lent and always, is not whether God forgives, but whether we can accept forgiveness. There's something of both the older son and the younger son in each one of us. And the Father, God our Father, chases after both, insistent that both should come to the feast of forgiveness. During Lent, we often focus on giving up something, chocolates, alcohol, caffeine. A few weeks ago, our readings were about a fig tree that did not produce fruit, so it was going to be cut down by its owner. Well, we are children of God, and God wants us to produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I recall a time early in my ministry as a licensed lay reader when I felt pretty self-righteous, and I looked down upon a lot of people who weren't as involved as I was. During one Sunday in Lent, as I was helping with communion, the Holy Spirit gave me such a sense of remorse that I broke down in tears and asked God for forgiveness in my heart. And from that point, I truly understood that we are all loved by God unconditionally. He can't love us any more. He can't love us any less, no matter what we do. In my heart, I'd been playing the older son. Well, I've never forgotten that moment of clarity. We've all been invited to enter God's house to find rest and to be comforted. So midway through Lent on this Mothering Sunday, let us consider God our mother inviting us home. So this story invites us to accept forgiveness when we tend towards indulgence or arrogance or both. This story also invites us to extend forgiveness. Not only does God want to set us free from our entrapment in sin, but God offers us an example of what it means to forgive, and thus reveals a deep dimension of how it is to be Christian, to be human. The great question again this Lent and always is not just will we accept forgiveness, but can we extend it to others? There's many times I said when we can identify ourselves with the younger son or the older one or both together, but can we also find our role to be that of the Father, offering forgiveness no matter what? Women and men, we are called to exercise this ministry. It's part of our vocation as Christians. But it's not easy. How can we change? Well, a few people of great faith have shown us the way. St. Francis, in his great prayer, tells us, where there is hatred, let us sow love. And it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And Jesus, in his prayer, he tells us, God, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. God wants us to feel at home at a party that lives through eternity, an event so great that we don't want to miss it, and we don't want anyone else to miss it either. We've been offered the gift of reconciliation, to receive it and to provide it. When we participate in reconciliation, we walk through the door of forgiveness. Amen.